All right, we're in Job chapter number 22. Job chapter 22. And we mentioned previously how the book of Job is made out of a prologue, just the first two chapters of prose. And then it's made up of dialogues in between from chapter 3 to chapter 42, which is the longest section of the book of Job. And then in chapter 42, verse 6, hanggang 34, that is the epilogue or the last section that is not poetic, balik uli sa prose and regular speech, at sinasalaysay ng manunulat ng Job kung ano nangyari sa kanya and his testimony. So, there's your prologue, your dialogue, and your epilogue. And now we're in Job chapter 22. And in the dialogue section, merong tatlong cycles, three cycles. So Job speaks, Eliphaz gives a speech, then Job replies. Then Bildad speaks and Job replies. Then Zophar speaks and Job replies. That's the first cycle. Second cycle repeats. Eliphaz speaks, Job replies. Bildad speaks, Job replies. Zophar speaks, Job replies. And in the third cycle, which we are in now, the final cycle, Eliphaz will give one last speech, his third final speech. Bildad will speak his third final speech. And then Zophar doesn't even say anything. And so there we have the cycles of dialogue. Now, chapter 22. So Eliphaz's final speech. And makikita natin dito, walang improvement si Eliphaz. He does not improve. He continues to double down and accuse Job. And actually, he misquotes Job. He says things that Job said that Job didn't really say. So he misquotes Job. And one good thing about Eliphaz is he at least appeals at the last final speech. He appeals to repentance. So Job needs to repent. Now, we saw earlier Eliphaz, his number one character trait that he relies on is his experience. He's the oldest, the elderly among the three. That's why he was the first to speak. And he appeals to his age and his past experience. And now Eliphaz is so upset at Job, he begins to contradict himself. So earlier Eliphaz would say, Job, you have secret sin in your life. Now in chapter 22, Eliphaz is saying, Job, you have open sin. Man, you sin here and here and here. And none of that is true. And Eliphaz says, you said this, you said that. And Job didn't say any of that. So what's happening here? Well, the friends, the three friends, are miserable comforters. They're really not a help. And instead of helping Job, they become a hindrance to Job. And what we find is this. When people are hurting, we go to comfort them. We have to be careful. Kailangan careful tayo kapag tutulong tayo sa may... Alimbawa, may ang tao ay nasaktan or meron siyang offense or meron siyang dumadaan siya sa matinding pagsubok. Pag tayo ay pumunta sa kanya para tulungan siya, huwag natin gawin patungkol sa atin yung usapan. Hindi patungkol sa akin ito, kundi patungkol sa kanya. Kailangan, we're there to focus on him and we should not focus on ourselves. Eliphaz made it about himself. Bildad and Zophar made it about themselves. And so they made some false application. Job replied. They doubled down. They didn't listen to Job. They just simply accused him and made it worse. And then furthermore, now Eliphaz is wanting to defend himself. He wants to look good. But the thing is, it's not about Eliphaz. If we're here to comfort others, it's not about us. If I'm here to help this person, I need to focus on them, not bring me into the situation and try to make me look good. So they're really off base, these friends of his. And that's something we need to remember. When we comfort others, the best thing to do is to bring them to the Scriptures. And do you understand that God comforts us so that we can be a comfort to others? Okay, so isa sa mga dahilan kung bakit dumadaan tayo sa pagsubok, dahil gagamitin ng Diyos yung naranasan natin para magbigay ng tulong sa iba. And the best comforters are those who have walked through deep, dark, fiery experiences. And so, Eliphaz totally misses the mark. So let's look at chapter 22. This is the final time Eliphaz will speak. Job will reply in two chapters, 23 and 24. So we'll cover these three chapters tonight. Chapter 22. Then Eliphaz the Temanite answered and said, "Can a man be profitable unto God, as he that is wise may be profitable to himself? Is it any pleasure to the Almighty that thou art righteous, or is it gain to him that thou makest thy ways perfect? Will he reprove thee for fear of thee, or will he enter with thee into judgment? Is not thy wickedness great, and thine iniquities infinite?" So here Eliphaz asserts that God is not interested in Job. Basically, sabi ni Eliphaz, "Job, nagpapasikat ka, sinasabi mong inosente ka, sinasabi mong tama ka, and wala kang kasalanan. Sa palagay mo, sa tingin ng Diyos, magaling ka? Do you think God cares for you?" That's a horrible assessment of the situation. Kasi tingnan mo yung lagay mo, Job. Obviously, sinumpa ka ng Diyos. Kaya huwag ka magpakitang gilas, Job. Manahimik ka na lang. Kanina pa kami nagsasabi sa iyo, magsisi ka na. Ayaw mo pang magsisi. So, sa palagay mo, sa kondisyon mo ngayon, katanggap-tanggap ka ba sa Diyos? So, ang mali ni Eliphaz, nakikita niya ang panlabas ni Job, at sa isip ni Eliphaz, kung ano yung panlabas niya, yan siguro ang kondisyon ng puso niya. And that is a big mistake. To look at someone's exterior and outward circumstances and assume that that is a reflection of his heart, that's the mistake of Eliphaz. And that is easy to make in our situation. So, God does not fear man, and he does not regard man. So God will judge him if he needs to. He will reward him if he wants to. So don't question God, Job. Look at verse number 6 to 11. This is Eliphaz accusing Job of outward sins. So tingnan mo ha, sabi ni Eliphaz in the previous chapter, Eliphaz is, and Bildad and Zophar say, "You're in secret sin, Job." Now they're going to say, "Job, you're in public sin, and this is your sins." And none of them are true. Look at verse 6. "For thou hast taken a pledge from thy brother for naught, and stripped the naked of their clothing. Thou hast not given water to the weary to drink. Thou hast withholden bread from the hungry." Obviously, Job, you took clothing from people. You could have given them clothing. You didn't. You could have given them water. You didn't. You could have given them bread. You didn't. With all the riches you had, Job was a very wealthy man. And so obviously, Job, you didn't treat the poor properly. That's why God is judging you. But verse number 8, "But as for the mighty man, he had the earth, and the honorable man dwell in it. Thou hast sent widows away empty. The arms of the fatherless have been broken. Therefore the snares are around about thee, and sudden fear troubleth thee, or darkness that thou canst not see, the abundance of water cover thee." See, that's why you're overwhelmed with trouble. It's because how you treated the widows, how you treated the fatherless, how you treated the poor. You just took all your money and you didn't do anything for these societal problems. So this, I thought Job's sin and problem was secret sin. So Eliphaz is contradicting himself now, saying, "No, Job, you didn't do this, you didn't do that." That's why God is judging you. So verse 12, "Bukod sa social, ano yung failure sa Tagalog? Pagkabigo, na hindi mo tinulungan yung mga balo, yung mga mahihirap, hindi mo ginamit yung kayamanan mo para yung mga tao ay mabigyan ng pagkain, ng damit. Bukod sa mga programa na yon, physical programa, may spiritual problem ka, Job, sa spirit. Look at verse number 12. Is not God in the height of heaven? And behold the height of the stars and how high they are? And thou sayest, how doth God know? Can he judge through the dark cloud? So sabi mo, Job, sinabi mo, ha? Yung Diyos ba, nakikita ba niya yung nakapalibot ako sa napakaitim na ulap? Nakikita ba ako ng Diyos? Kaya ba akong hatulin ng Diyos sa kalagitnaan ng madilim na ulap? Can God judge me through a dark cloud? Does God see? Now, where did Job say that? He never said that. So, Eliphaz is misquoting Job here. Has thou marked the old, 15, verse 15, has thou marked the old way which the wicked men have trodden, which were cut down at a time, whose foundation was overflown with a flood? See, Job, you know, you're just as wicked as those people are in Noah's day during the flood. So what flood is Eliphaz referring to? The flood of Genesis chapter 6. So, you know how many wicked people there were? How many wicked people were in the flood? How many people were saved? 8, according to the scriptures. Eh kung halimbawa, how many people are here today in the world? Statistic. 8 billion, no? We are close now, if not exceeding 8 billion people. So, sa mundo ng 8 bilyong tao, 8 lang ang naligtas. Ganyan kasama ang lipunan, sabi ni Eliphaz. At Job, kasama ka dun sa lipunan na yun. So the flood here is referring to the flood of Noah. Verse 17, which said unto God, depart from us, what can the Almighty do for them? So this is what they said. Depart from us, Lord. We don't want anything to do with you. So when did Job say that? Did Job ever say that? Job never said, depart from us. So again, he's misquoting Job. Yet he filled their houses with good things, but the counsel of the wicked is far from me. The righteous see it and are glad, and the innocent laugh them to scorn. Whereas our substance is not cut down, but the remnant of them the fire consumeth. Acquaint now thyself with him. So verse 21. So see, Job, God destroyed the wicked. Now you need to repent. And this is how you're going to repent, Job. This is what you need to do. Verse 21. Acquaint now thyself with him and be at peace. Get to know God. Turn to God that you may know peace. Thereby good shall come unto thee. You want good to come to you? Repent. Turn to God. Get to know him. Receive, I pray thee, the law from his mouth. Receive the words of God. Lay up his words in thine heart. See, that's where repentance is. Repentance is a heart matter. It is not change of mind lang. Dun mali talaga yung mga grammarians na nagsasabi. Ang Greek word ng repent, metanoia. Metanoia, therefore, it's a change of mind. Now, that is etymology. But that is not usage or philology. So, ang definition ng repentance ay hindi change of mind. The biblical definition of repentance is turn from sin to the Savior. Turning of the heart, of the will, including the mind. Yes, it includes the mind. Hindi mo pwedeng i-bypass yung mind. Pero hindi lang sa mind, kailangan kasama yung heart, pati rin yung paa. It is volition, it is emotion, and it is will and intellect. All of that. And it is a turning. A turning from sin. Obviously, the object of repentance is always sin. Unto God or the Lord. That's the second half of repentance. So Eliphaz is saying true things here. And this is Eliphaz's doctrine of repentance, and it's correct. The problem is he's misapplying this to Job. Anyway, so where are we? Verse number 23. If thou return, there it is, that's the repentance. Return to the Almighty. Return to God. Thou shalt be built up, and thou shalt put away iniquity far from thy tabernacles. Yung tabernacles dito, ibig sabihin yung katawan niya, his body. You put sin away from you, that's what repentance is. That includes repentance, a return to God, and a putting away of iniquity. So, then shalt thou lay up gold as dust, and gold of Ophir as the stones of the brooks. You know, God will bless you. Yet the Almighty shall be thy defense. You see, God will defend you. Thou shalt have plenty of silver. God will provide for you. Then thou shalt have thy delight in the Almighty. God will lift you up. God will bless you. You will delight in Him. And shall lift up thy face unto God. God will answer prayers. You'll be able to speak to God. Thou shalt make thy prayer unto Him, and He shall hear thee. Thou shalt pay thy vows. Thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee. The light shall shine upon thy ways. You see all the blessing of repentance? If you truly turn from sin to the Savior, God will bless you. And it's true. When men are cast down, then shalt thou say, there is a lifting up, and He shall save the humble person. Everything Eliphaz is saying is right, at least from verse 21. He shall deliver the island of the innocent. Wow. So maybe, I don't know, maybe there's a promise here for the islands. If people would repent, maybe God will spare the judgment on the island. It is delivered by the pureness of thine hands. So there's pure hands. That is repentance, cleansing from sin, turning to the Lord. So Eliphaz, what did he say? From verse 21 all the way to 30 is correct biblically. What's the problem? He's telling Job to return to the Lord. Let me ask you a question. When did Job leave the Lord? He never did. So how? I think Eliphaz needs to repent. Anyway, chapter 23 and 24, Job replies. So in Job's reply, it's like he didn't even deal with Eliphaz. He's just going to continue speaking from what Zophar had said. Chapter 23, verse 1. Then Job answered and said, even today is my complaint bitter, and my stroke is heavier than my groaning. Oh, that I knew where I might find him, that I might come even to his seat. So I would order my cause before him and fill my mouth with arguments. I would know the words which I would answer me and understand what he would say unto me. Will he plead against me with his great power? No, but he would put strength in me. There the righteous might dispute with him, so should I be delivered forever from my judge. So Job is desiring to find where is God. Because if I can get to the throne of God, I can share with him, Lord, what's going on with me? This is my experience, and you know I'm innocent. Will you vindicate me? Will you justify me before my friends? And he's searching for the Lord. He did not abandon God. He goes to God. And he would desire for God to strengthen him. So Job then exerts his innocence. Verse 8. Behold, I go forward, but he is not there. And backward, but I cannot perceive him. And on the left hand, where he doth work, and I cannot behold him. He hideth himself on the right hand, that I cannot see him. But he knoweth the way that I take, and when he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold. Do you know how gold becomes precious? Yung palang gold, when it's tempered in hot heat, yung palang karumihan ng gold kapag linagay sa apoy, yung gold na nagiging para siyang tubig, at ang umaangat sa gold ay yung tinatawag na dumi or yung dross. Sa English, dross ang tawag doon. Tapos kinukuha nila yung dross, inaalis para yung gold mas pure kesa sa before. So sabi ni Job, alam mo, ang tindi ng pagsubok ng Diyos sa akin para akong ginto na ang nararanasan ko ay nasa apoy ako ng pagsubok ng Diyos at ang lumalabas sa buhay ko yung karumihan. So, does Job acknowledge his sin? Yes. Job knows that he has sin in himself and the trial of testings of God are drawing out of his life those things that don't help him. And that's why there are times when God brings us to testings and trials. Why? Because when we go through testings and trials in the power of the Holy Spirit of God, those things that are sinful in our lives come to surface. And then we take them out of our lives and we become better for the Lord. So this is one of the reasons why the Lord sends testings our way. We are very sinful people. We have very natural sinful tendencies and sinful behavior and sinful nature in us. But the more that God tests us and draws out that dross from our life, we become more pure gold. Now, where's the difference between Job and Jesus? Because Jesus suffered this intense, fiery judgment of God. Jesus has no dross. Wala siyang karumihan. Purong-puro siya. So there is a big difference. So Job acknowledges his sin, but what's his sin? Well, his sin is what his nature is. Pride. Yung sin ni Job, sin nating lahat. Likas na kasalanan nating lahat. Pride. Self-righteousness. We think that we're better than we really are. We think we're something when we're nothing. We really think we're something. I mean, I know everybody is a hero in their story. Okay? That's like basic. We see that in Job. Even Job sees it. Yeah? Nobody is on Facebook showing you the worst side. It's always the top side na hindi nakikita yung taba. Huh? Okay, yung loko-loko, I know. Everybody's a hero in their own story, but I want you to know something. We are nothing. We are zero. We're just a bunch of zeros who found Jesus Christ. And the only good in us is Jesus. Amen? Yeah, huwag kayong ma-impress sa tao. Don't be impressed with people. They have dross and sin in their life. And the only one we should be amazed at, and the only one we should be worshiping, and the only one we should be lifting up is Jesus Christ. Huwag niyong i-lift up yung mga kamag-anak niyo, kaibigan niyo, yung sarili niyo, lalo na yung sarili niyo. He must increase, I must decrease. And Job learned that. When God tries me, I will come forth as gold. But what he's saying is my sin will surface and I will get rid of it. I want to be right with God. And the only way to do that is to go through testings and trials in a godly way. So, where are we at now? Where are we at? Where am I at? Verse 11. Balik na lang tayo sa what? Hindi, biro lang. My foot hath held his steps, and his ways have I kept and not declined. Neither have I gone back from the commandment of his lips. This is Job's bibliology. I obeyed as best I know the word of God. And I have esteemed, or I have valued, or laid up, or appraised, the words of his mouth more than my necessary food. Now listen, I like to eat. Amen. I like good food. But I really like the word of God more than my necessary food. I love spending time in the word. I like looking up the definition. I like studying the Word of God. And there are times when I can skip a meal just to read the Word of God. It's more than my necessary food. And for Job to go through what he's gone through, you know what encouraged Job during the hard times? The Word of God. Saan nakuha ni Job yung encouragement niya? Kay Elipas? Kay Bildad? Kay Zophar? No. Where did Job get his encouragement? It's the Word of God. Kaya pag dumadaan tayo sa pagsubok, dapat, pag matindi ang pagsubok, ibig sabihin matindi yung time natin sa salita ng Diyos. If trouble is overwhelming, then we need to spend some overwhelming time in the Word of God. If little things bother you, it's because you're not spending time in the Word of God. If you get irritated real quick about the littlest things, it's because you're not spending time in the Word of God. The Word of God has the power to keep you, to keep your heart and mind in sound mind. And so Job found that out, and he's sharing us his bibliology. This is doctrine of the preserved, inspired words. Verse 13, but he is in one mind, and who can turn to him? What is this? What his soul desireth, even that he doeth. For he performeth the thing that is appointed for me, and hath many such things are with him. Therefore am I troubled at his presence when I consider I am afraid of him. For God maketh my heart soft, and the Almighty troubleth me. Because I was not cut off before the darkness, neither hath he covered the darkness from my face. So God is dealing with me. I'm troubled by the Lord. Now, why would God trouble any of us? Bakit nagpapadala ang Diyos ng pagsubok sa atin? Why would God trouble us? Is it because He hates us? Why would God trouble us? Why is it na yung trouble, nandyan pa rin. 2024 na, New Year! Happy New Year! Anong nagbago? Yung petsa. Ay, yung pananaw mo nagbago? Hindi. Yung ugali mo nagbago? Hindi. So, anong maaasahan mo sa New Year? Yung luma. You see? Why would God send trouble our way? To make us stronger? To make us more like Christ, so that when other people are hurting, we can help them. It's too bad for Eliphaz and Bildad and Zophar. Job lets us inside of his mind. So nakikita ni Job, yung mga masasama, they prosper. Kaya nagtataka si Job, nasaan ang Diyos? Ba't nagpo-prosper yung mga masasama? Eh ako nga, inosente. Ganito nangyari sa akin. Nasaan ang Diyos? Job is just being honest. He's searching for God. He sees the wicked are prospering. And when is God gonna judge them? I know God will judge them, but when? And so, is Job an unbeliever? No. Job is coming to God with honest, and he's letting us in on it. Verse 1. Why, seeing times are not hidden from the Almighty, do they that know him not see his days? Some remove the landmarks. Those are basically those that enrich themselves. They cheat. Landmarks tell you the boundary of your property. Pag inurong mo yung landmark, when you remove the landmark, you are gaining more property than you are supposed to have. You're a cheater. So, yung remove the ancient landmarks, ang ibig sabihin nun, wag mong galawin yung boundaries ng Panginoon. When you remove them, you're cheating. You're getting more than what you deserve, and it's illegal. So, these people are doing illegal activity, and they're doing okay. Verse 2, they violently take away flocks, and feed thereof. They drive away the ass of the fatherless, and they take the widow's ox for a pledge. See, these people are hurting fatherless people and widows. They turn the needy out of the way. The poor of the earth hide themselves together. So yung mga dukha, walang lumalaban para sa kanila. Inaalipusan ng mga tao yung mga mahihirap. Behold, as wild asses in the desert, go they forth to their work, rising betimes for a prey. Betimes just means early or before time. So early for a prey. And the wilderness yieldeth food for them and for their children. They reap everyone his corn in the field, and they gather the vintage of the wicked. So the wicked are prospering, man. If they plant, they'll use genetically modified corn. So they can have 50 instead of 5. So ngayon, I'm sorry. I'm just letting you know, yung mga pagkain natin ngayon, minomodify na genetically. So yung corn, halimbawa, and I can only speak about the U.S. because I know they are doing this in the USA. They are using genetically modified corn because if you plant a genetically modified corn, you produce hundreds more. And they last forever. They don't go bad easily. Pero sa kalikasan, alam niyo yung mga squirrels? Ha? Huh? Yung mga squirrels, anong squirrel sa Tagalog? Squirrelo. Biro lang, I don't know. Yan challenge yan kay Jenica at saka kay Nanay. Ang nanunod si Nanay. What is a squirrel, Nay, ha? Huh? Bahala ka dyan. Squirrel. Yung squirrels, kakainin niya yung regular corn, uubusin niya yung corn. Pero yung GMO corn, yung genetically modified corn, hindi kinakain ng mga squirrels. They don't touch that. Why? Because it's not natural. It's genetically modified corn. Yung GMO mansanas, pag hiniwa mo, kahit na nakabukas yan, hindi nag-yellow, hindi nagba-brown. Why? Kasi hindi natural. Tapos kakainin natin. Ano kaya nangyayari sa pagkain natin? Ano nangyayari sa atin? Anyway, so that I would call that the vintage of the wicked. All right. Whatever. Verse 7, they cause the naked to lodge without clothing. They have no covering in the cold, so they don't care about people. If they find people out in the cold, tough. That's their problem. They have no heart to cover them. They are wet with showers in the mountains and embrace the rock for want of shelter. They pluck the fatherless from the breast and take the pledge of the poor. This is human trafficking. There's human trafficking. So, nangyayari ba yung human trafficking dito? Alam ko nangyayari sa US yan. Maraming dun sa mga borders na gustong pumasok galing Mexico, yung mga kabataan na yun, hindi sa kanila. Tapos ini-inject pa nila para tulog yung mga 4, 5, 2, 3-year-old na hindi sa kanila. It's happening. Verse 10, they cause him to go naked without clothing. They take away the sheep from the hungry. They make oil within their walls and tread the wine presses and suffer thirst. That's slavery. Sila pumipiga sila ng ubas para merong mainom, pero sila ang uhaw. Silang nagtatrabaho, pero hindi sila nakakatikim ng blessing ng kanilang paghihirap. That is slavery. Men groan out of the city, and the soul of the wounded crieth out, yet God layeth not folly to them. So, bakit hindi sinasagot ng Diyos yung mga prayers ng mahihirap? They are those that rebel against the light, and they know not the ways thereof, nor abide in the paths thereof. The murderer, rising with the light, killeth the poor and the needy in the night, and in the night is as the thief. Mamamatay tao sa umaga, magnanakaw sa gabi. Ayan, hindi na describe ni Job yung mga wicked. Pero Lord, bakit wala kang ginagawa sa kanila? The eye also of the adulterer waited for the twilight, saying, no eye shall see me, and disguise his face. In the dark they dig through the houses, which they shall mark for themselves, and in the daytime they know not the light. For the morning is to them even as the shadow of death. For one know them that they are in terrors of the shadow of death. He is swift as the waters, and their portion is cursed in the earth, and he beholdeth not the way of the vineyards. Drought and heat consume the snow waters, so doth the grave of those that have sinned. So now Job is saying, well, there will come a time that God will judge them. The womb shall forget him, the worm shall feed sweetly on him. He's going to die, he'll be buried, and the worms will eat him up. And he shall be no more remembered, and the wickedness shall be broken as a tree. So pagdating ng time, pag ikaw ay hindi na kay Kristo at namatay ka, makakalimutan ng buong mundo, ng buong sanglibutan ng iyong pangalan. Kaya sa rich man and Lazarus, may pangalan si Lazarus. Ano yung pangalan ng rich man? Walang nakakaalam. May mga Bible scholars daw, si Dante raw yung ano, pangalan niya Dante. Pero wala naman yan sinabi sa Bible. At kung tutuusin, sinasabi ng Bible dito, kapag ikaw ay namatay, hindi ka na kay Kristo, makakalimutan ang pangalan mo. You will not be remembered, your name is erased. Tatanggalin yung pangalan mo sa Book of Life. You won't even have a name written in heaven. So this all ties into that. The memory of the wicked shall rot, the Bible says. Verse 20, the womb shall forget him, the worm shall feed away sweetly on him, no more remember, the wickedness shall be broken as a tree. He evil entreateth the barren that beareth not, doeth not good to the widow. He draweth also the mighty with his power. He riseth up, and no man is sure of life. Though it be given him to be in safety, whereof he resteth, yet his eyes are upon their ways. They are exalted for a little while, and are gone, and brought low, and are taken out of the way as all other, and cut off as the tops of the ears of corn. And if it be not so now, who will make me a liar, and my speech nothing worth? So, okay, so kung mali ako, i-correct nyo nga ako, sige nga, Eliphaz, Bildad, Zophar, correct me if I am wrong. God will judge the wicked at the end. Am I right or am I wrong? Job is right. That's right. And so, Job expresses the feelings that God has abandoned him. So, ang totoo, hinahanap ni Job ang Panginoon para ma-vindicate siya, ma-justify siya, pero hindi niya nahanap ang Panginoon. It's like God hides himself. And I tell you something, we live in the day of providence. We live in the day of providence. Anong ibig sabihin nun? Yung Diyos, kumikilos siya sa background. Hindi siya kumikilos sa nakikita natin ngayon. God works in the background of life right now. Eventually, when Jesus returns, God will work miraculously again. Like He did in the Old Testament, like He did in the days of Christ. Pero right now, it may seem like the world is so wicked and where is God? And it may seem like we're just scratching our head. How can the Lord allow sin to go on? But we need to rejoice and know that the wicked will suffer judgment someday. Not in our time, not in our hands, but in the hands of the more competent and almighty God. And let's be encouraged that God is working in the background. So anong dapat natin gawin pag dumating yung trouble? We appeal to God. We go to God. Even if we don't see the Lord, it's so hard to see what God is doing. We can know that God is involved and God is working. But we need to trust in Him. This is the book of Job. Let's pray. Father, we thank You for the biblical truths we find in the Scriptures concerning Job and his struggle, understanding the ways of the Lord, certainly being maligned by his friends. And I pray that we don't become miserable comforters, but that we become biblical comforters, Lord, bringing the Word of God to people and sharing with them what God did to us, Lord, and through us, offering hope and joy and help and comfort where people need it, Lord. We pray that you bless your word. Help us to learn them, meditate on them. Help us to apply them. Help us to esteem them better, more than our necessary food at times, Lord. And help us to be biblical in our counsel to others, Lord. We pray your hand of blessing upon us in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.